Welcome to the Smart Investing Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.
It's a new year and there's a lot of potential for change, but the one thing that shouldn't change is being a smart investor. Hello and welcome back to our podcast series, Smart Investing, a Money and Me investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund. I'm Ahalya, and on this series, as many of you know, we bring you insights on money management and simplify personal finance to help you make smart investment decisions. Now, you know, in today's day and age, the problem of plenty is something that we are confronted with quite often. But in the area of finance, it doesn't always have to be the problem of plenty. With hybrid funds, an investment tool that really took the spotlight in 2023 and are not going anywhere, we can accelerate our investment journeys. Hybrid funds have proven to be a valuable tool for both first-time investors as well as long-term investors. So on today's podcast, we have with us, as always, Ravi Samalard from PGIM India Mutual Fund in conversation with Lisa Pallavi Barbora, a financial coach and personal finance expert, breaking down hybrid funds and how they can be used to your advantage. Listen in.
Thanks, Ahalya. It is heartening to see that the industry has crossed 50 lakh crore AUM for the first time. And the one category that is steadily gaining traction is hybrid funds. In fact, the AUM of hybrid funds category has doubled in the last 3 years. And well, there are 7 categories of hybrid funds, and in this episode, we are going to discuss how you can pick the right category as per your goals and risk appetite. So Lisa, what is so special about this category? After all, we can pick and choose individual funds from each category like equity, debt, and gold to make our own customized portfolio. So why go for hybrid funds?
Hi Ravi, thanks. And hybrid funds, as you were saying, are quite in the spotlight and have found favor with the retail investors. So, you know, when you say it like that, it does sound a little confusing that, you know, there are 7 different ways to combine the assets. And I can well imagine that, you know, if an investor is there and wants to choose a hybrid fund, it can become very confusing. So as the name suggests, it is a mix and match of different assets. And the 7 types that SEBI has defined essentially combine equities and bonds in different proportions with a sprinkling of, you know, some cash equivalent investment. So it's not that complicated. Now, how does one choose? Well, let's take the current environment, for example. We are witnessing that the equity market is at an all-time high. This can also be a very confusing and difficult time for investors in terms of what they need to do next and whether they should keep investing at the peak or not. And hybrid funds then come in and are very well placed to help balance out that equity exposure at such a time. So that's one thing. And while it's true that you can simply mix and match existing equity and debt funds to form your own hybrid fund, fact is that knowing the proportions for this mixture can be quite a task for the individual investor to do it themselves. So there is one type of hybrid fund called multi-asset allocation, which has, you know, equity, debt and gold as well. So is that better then? So, you know, when you have all this labeled suitably, by SEBI to give you a sense of what risk return balance the product carries, it becomes much easier. And now we know that equity assets are more volatile than fixed income. Hence, for example, a hybrid fund labeled aggressive hybrid suggests more risk and more equity exposure, or a fund labeled conservative hybrid will have more of the relatively stable return asset, which is fixed income, and a balanced hybrid will have similar proportions of both. So that's how you can tell. Then, of course, I'm just going to go through the various types since you mentioned, because then, you know, investors know what is available. So then there is the dynamic asset allocation or the balance advantage fund. And this, as the name suggests, shifts exposure across equity and fixed income in a dynamic, which means in a flexible manner based on what is happening in the market. So that's also one. And lastly, there are these two other types called arbitrage fund and equity savings fund, where the fund managers can include equity derivatives as well, like futures and options, with the intention of taking advantage of market mispricing to reduce the volatility. Again, the aim is to balance out things, so reduce volatility. Now, trying to figure out all these permutations and combinations by oneself may be counterproductive for the investor. And that's why there is a way through these predefined hybrid funds to add some balance to your portfolio. So you can just fill it, shut it, and forget about it.
Right. Thanks, Lisa, for explaining the different categories of funds. And also, I would like to add that investors can read the nomenclature of the fund and they can, you know, get some idea about what the fund is. And of course, they have to read the investment objective of the fund and SID to get a better understanding of where the fund is investing. So what I would like to ask is that where do hybrid funds fit in the portfolio? What goals it can serve?
Yeah, so Ravi, firstly, it's a very important thing you brought up, reading the scheme literature, because often people don't, and just reading it will help you understand a little bit better, especially with things like balance funds, where it's not a simple one asset product. So what goals, again, the purpose of investing in a hybrid fund can be very different for different people. So let's take the first time mutual fund investor, for example. Now, you may be new to market linked investing. You know, if you are just coming from a fixed deposit kind of investing mindset directly into equity, it may be, you know, very difficult to manage the volatility. And it helps to then take a middle path and go for a hybrid fund, which allows you to benefit from the equity market upside, but also because of the stable return influence of fixed income limits the fall in return in case of extreme volatility or corrections in the equity market. Right. So that is one, you know, goal that it serves. Then there could be investors who are looking for higher returns. Again, you know, moving from, say, debt investing kind of a place and looking for slightly higher returns. And if you have a time horizon of, say, 3 to 7 years, equity funds may seem too volatile in this period. And at the same time, it's long enough to desire that, you know, little bit of a kick in returns just compared to pure fixed income. So hybrid funds will fit in well here as well. And lastly, it could just be that what we spoke about earlier, that investors are looking for that balance or little bit of lowering of volatility in their portfolio. So you might be just looking for that less volatility in portfolio and picking up the most suitable type of kind of hybrid fund that can help in balancing out the portfolio from that perspective. So these could be some of the goals that, you know, hybrid funds are very well placed to serve.
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. I think what we are recently seeing in the industry that, you know, equity savings funds are getting a lot of traction because they have this low equity exposure of 20 to 30% in the portfolio as well. So, you know, hybrid funds come with a different variety of risk. You know, the risk might vary. So arbitrage funds carry the least risk while aggressive hybrid funds can have very high risk. You know, so what should investors be mindful of while investing in this category, and also how much percentage of your overall portfolio should be invested in this category?
Firstly, I must say that it's important for investors to understand that just because we are talking about hybrid funds and balancing out volatility doesn't mean that you will not see negative returns. These funds can also see what we call, you know, technically drawdown or negative returns when equity markets correct. But depending on which category you have invested in and what the equity debt composition is, the drawdown may not be, you know, high compared to a pure equity fund. Now, in such a case, the benefit of something like a balance advantage fund, which we spoke about, which has a dynamic allocation, is that they may be able to protect that downside when the market corrects to some extent as compared to pure equity funds, and also during very, very volatile markets. You know, this kind of a balance advantage fund, what it'll do is tweak its equity debt allocation based on filters like the valuation of price earnings or interest rates, medium to long term outlook of assets, and, you know, other kinds of macroeconomic factors. So one can then invest some portion into this category. Now, since some of these funds do tend to have a large cap bias, you may want to then think about investing in mid and small cap in equity separately just for pure diversification. So I'm just telling you how one can approach investing in hybrid funds. Always remember that these funds will not deliver returns at par with a pure equity fund, which can invest up to 95%, 100% in equity. So you must be mindful of that as well. And if you look at the BAF, which is the balance advantage category, the extent of equity exposure can vary across funds. Some funds may be aggressively managed, which have like more equity, while some funds may be relatively low equity exposure. So depending on what your existing portfolio is, then you can choose how much to allocate to these funds and which fund to choose after you look at, you know, the scheme literature and how much it invests, whether it's dynamic, whether it's static. So there is no formula as such to say that, you know, what percentage allocation should there be in the overall portfolio. It also depends on what rest of your portfolio consists of and what kind of balance you want to bring to it.
Yeah, right. As you rightly said that we have to check the, you know, portfolio of the scheme and what kind of equity exposure one has, because, you know, all hybrid funds are not same. So I would suggest, you know, investors to consult their financial advisors while they are building their portfolios. It should really add, you know, diversification in the overall portfolio when you are adding a balance advantage funds. Which brings me to the next question, is that while hybrid funds can contain less risk, but there is also this element of fixed income investing in it. So what are the risks involved in this aspect? If you could throw some light on this aspect.
Yes. So, you know, when we hear the term fixed income, our mind is leaning towards looking for stability along with the whole, you know, asset diversification aspect of a balanced fund. However, all kinds of fixed income is not necessarily stable and all the time safe. So you have to assess that. Now, the first step is to be aware that there are high yield fixed income investment options too. What I mean by high yield is high return, and then they come with high risk too. So bonds can default and you can potentially lose all your money if it is a high risk kind of bond. When it comes to hybrid funds, the fixed income portion of the portfolio is ideally not meant to chase that high yield or return in that sense, because that part of the job of the portfolio is done by equity side, not the fixed income side. Right. Okay, so keep that in mind. So step two then is to look for hybrid funds whose fixed income portfolios are of high credit quality. So a high credit quality portfolio will carry low risk of default along with low interest rate risk. So automatically, if you're looking for a portfolio like that, your fixed income portfolio, you know, is of low risk. So that's what you need to look for. And when you look at the type of hybrid funds available today, a conservative hybrid fund or a multi-asset hybrid fund, which limits exposure to volatile equity assets, that by itself, you know, brings down some of the risk and can help with the requirement of kind of containing volatility in returns rather than going for high returns. Lastly, be conscious that these are ideally suited for investments that you want to make for 3 to 5 years. So just because there is fixed income, don't think of it as a very, very short term kind of investment.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you know, equity markets can also correct sharply whenever there is any negative news. So these funds can also see some amount of volatility, you know, which brings me to the next question. Since there are 7 types of hybrid funds, you want to talk about the taxation aspect. How are these funds taxed?
Yeah, you know, Ravi, it's good you brought this up, because just by virtue of having more than one asset, you know, the investor can get confused that what kind of taxation will apply. So firstly, what one needs to understand is that any hybrid fund which has majorly equity exposure or is equity oriented, then the taxation is as per equity taxation. So what does this mean? It means that if you hold for less than a year, your gains will be taxed at 15%, which is the short-term capital gains tax in equity. And if you hold for more than a year, then the long-term capital gains tax is at 10% if your gains exceed 1 lakh rupees. And this taxation will apply on your overall gains. It doesn't split up the portfolio. In case of fixed income oriented hybrid schemes, any gains are taxed at your relevant income tax rate, which is what applies for all fixed income schemes as well. So that's one thing. Secondly, understand once again that these are active funds and you have to be, you know, other than just the taxation, you have to be mindful of the portfolio quality, expense ratios, fund management, investment style of both equity and fixed income portions of the portfolio. So, you know, along with taxation, these are some of the other things that you must also keep in mind.
Great. So after this conversation, I can say that hybrid funds are worthwhile for first-time investors who are looking for risk-adjusted returns for a time horizon that can range from short-term to medium-term. As we come to the end of the episode, I would like to sum up the five filters one should apply while choosing a hybrid fund. Firstly, decide your investment horizon and goal. Then choose the category of fund depending on your goal and time horizon. Thirdly, comes the taxation aspect. Not all hybrid funds are taxed as equity funds. For instance, aggressive hybrid funds, arbitrage funds, balanced advantage funds, and equity saving funds are taxed as equity funds, while conservative hybrid funds and balanced hybrid funds are taxed at your slab rate. After that, check the equity debt exposure of the portfolio and also check the style of the portfolio. Some funds are managed in a growth style, while some others are managed in a value style. And finally, check how much risk the fixed income portfolio is taking. Thanks, Lisa, for this insightful discussion. And we'll be back soon with yet another episode to help you invest smartly.
Well, that conversation sure sets us on the path to smart investing in this new year. As Lisa and Ravi revealed through this conversation today on smart investing, hybrid funds can work differently for different investors based on your unique goals and how you're placed in life. But one thing is for sure, they're very useful. As we always say on the podcast, while we bring to you interesting conversation from the world of personal finance and investing, it's absolutely vital that you have the support of a trusted financial advisor and make your investment decisions to fit your unique journey appropriately. With that, we arrive at the end of this episode of Smart Investing. I'm Ahalya signing off and wishing all of you a very happy new year as well as a wonderful investment journey in 2024. Catch you on the next one. Adios.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
You are listening to the Smart Investing Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education and awareness initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.